binding upon all Jews. Rabbeinu Gershom called a convention of the leading rabbis in his area of the world, and they promulgated a great many rules, a great many takonos of laws in order to help the Jewish community survive. We have over 100 such laws that were passed during the time of Rabbeinu Gershom, but I'm only going to discuss 4 of them, the main 4. There's really a 5th one also, 5 of them that I'm going to discuss, and these 5 set the tone for Ashkenazic Jewry till our day. The first law that everyone knows is the ban against polygamy. Under the laws of the Torah, a man was allowed to have more than one wife at one time. Though as a social and practical matter, monogamy was by far the traditional Jewish home, a monogamous marriage. But polygamous marriages did exist. We find that they existed in the Torah and in the Tanakh. They existed in the Talmud. And they did exist, especially in the Arab countries, because in the Arab countries, every male was entitled to have at least 4 wives, and the sheikhs and the wealthy people, etc., could have harems that contain hundreds and sometimes even thousands of women. And there also the status of women, where a single woman had no place in the society whatsoever, and that's true to a great extent in certain areas of Muslim society today. A single woman in Saudi Arabia is useless. She can't go shopping. She can't go out of their... If you want to read an excellent book on Saudi Arabia, there's a book by an English author. It's called Arabia and the Kingdom of Saud. I think Lacey is his name, Robert Lacey. And give you an insight into the madness that is Saudi Arabia, who just happens to sit on 57% of the world's oil reserves. But the status of a woman was such that unless she was married, she practically could not survive. And therefore, in such a society, polygamy becomes not only acceptable, it becomes almost necessary. And many times men would take as a wife a widow or an unmarried woman or someone who was unfortunate. They did it as a favor, because otherwise the woman would end up in the street. She would end up nowhere. She wouldn't survive. Rabbeinu Gershom came and banned polygamy. There are many reasons advanced for the ban. He did not spell it out. One reason that is mentioned by the commentators is to prevent licentiousness, to prevent immorality. A second reason that's mentioned, which has a social reason behind it, is the fact that they lived in a Christian society, and the Christian religion is not only against polygamy, it's really against marriage, period. Has a very strange and unhealthy attitude towards marriage. And Jews that, a religion that allowed or encouraged polygamy really could never survive in a Christian society. And therefore, to meet that challenge, the Jews banned polygamy. Other reasons were advanced because of the fact that the problems of the exile, the persecutions were so intense